This is tape two, side one of an interview with Lee Davis Fisher.
Just say in your camera a little bit about your immediate.
Tell me about your immediate family.
Well, I'm married to the former Eleanor Bellis Smith. I have two stepdaughters and a grandson and a granddaughter. And I'm the youngest of six sons. The oldest one having been dead for 93 years. I did 90 years ago. And then I had a brother, Richard Kenny Fisher, Samuel Baldwin Fisher, Ludwig Rawley Fisher, and Timothy Pennington Fisher. And I want to tell you a little something about this story. When we were at Griffin Springs, my father used to tell anyone who'd come there and stay a week and weren't able to eat that it wouldn't cost them anything. And the water was medicinal, and it did help people, and I think the rest helped them. Food was very good. And one man came, and about the middle of the week, he got to feeling better, and his appetite came back to him. And he was out there with my father, and we five were around there, fooling around, and he said, "Mr. Fisher, what are your son's names?" And my father said, "The oldest is Richard McKinney, the next one." And he said, "Richard McKinney, Scotch. Next one, Samuel Baldwin, Jewish. Next one, Ludwig Royalty, German. Next one, Timothy Pennington, Irish. Next one, Lee Davis." This man wasn't a preacher. He says, "Rebel by God." The above experience, I want to tell you another one. I can't remember so very well, but my brothers used to tell it. It happened early in the morning. I used to get a horse, a stick horse, and I would run around in front of all of those rooms in that walkway all the way around. And the people were sleeping. And that riding on that stick horse, and it was a wooden building, you can imagine how it sounded. It just went over the cracks in the board. And I hollering at the horse and carrying on. And the brothers tell me that one time a fella got tired of it. And I'd been getting up pretty early, and it wasn't too late. So he stretched a rope, a little rope or a wire, from his door to a post across that hallway there. And I came around just flying, and I hit that. And they said, "I got a good tumble." He said, "Never anymore did I ever ride a stick horse around the Griffin Springs."
End of interview.